Sean Gannon. Sean, 2-2 in the end, result, really, you deserve to win that game.
Oh, yeah, but I think, like, you've got to take our chances, you know what I mean? Like, it's, we know they have 10 men, they're going to throw everything at us. They probably possibly will get one more chance, you know, but we were a better team in the game, like, you know what I mean? We, even though we went 1-0 down, came out the second half, for the first 15-20 minutes we were excellent second half, like, you know, it feels like, feels like 2 points dropped, to be honest, but we can't dwell on it because we've another huge game on Monday against Athlone. Games come ticking fast, you know, Athlone are going to be another tough game, but yeah, we feel like we should have got the 3 points out of the game.
Oh, yeah, I mean, when you went 1-0 down after that, you got back into the game very well. You were controlling things right to half time. Then you lost your captain. Looked to me to be a bad enough tackle on Stephen O'Donnell, and he's had to be stretchered off.
Yeah, you know, it's not nice to lose our captain, especially the influence that Stevie has on the team and the game. You know, he's a fantastic player and you need him in the team, like, you know what I mean? He's a brilliant player, but I didn't see the tacklers on the other side of the pitch, so I don't know what happened really. But I thought after that, even though, you know, we went the goal down, we lost our captain, we showed great character again. You know, we went 1-0 down against Pats and we came back, showed great character. You know, we're still a young group, came back, great character, got the win. But again, tonight we probably should have got the 3 points.
They were very lucky 3 minutes into injury time not to have Shane Robinson sent off, and Darren Meenan was going through. He was the last man back. He fouled him, he got a yellow card, he should have got a red.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. I can't actually remember that incident. You know, it probably did happen, but it's so much going on in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, the last minute of injury time, you're trying to seal it up. Like, I don't know. You know, it wasn't to be tonight. We've came well with a draw. You know, it just goes to show how far we've come. You know, we're not happy with a draw. Well, we're, you know, we feel we should have got the 3 points against a team like Rovers, who, for, you know, they're renowned as always being a great team. So we're making progress. You know, we're just taking each game at a time, and we're not getting ahead of ourselves, and we're just concentrating on the next game.
And this, I mean, when you got your equalising goal, it brought you right back into the game. They lost Conor Kennedy, who was sent off, and it's always hard to play against 10 men in one sense, but Darren Meenan took his goal well, 2-1. You were controlling things from then. Darren had a chance maybe near the end to either score or to maybe slot it to McMillan, but he decided to go himself. I suppose they penned you back as well inside the area. Was it a matter of defending in the last few minutes, or to let them come at you, or was it just the sheer pressure that they put on you?
I think just, like, you know, it's, as you said, it's very hard to play against 10 men, and we knew they were going to, like, they, you can see they put Jace McGuinness and all up front last few minutes. They were just lumping it into the box, so I think we were just kind of clearing our lines, and, you know, it's when you're playing against 10 men, they don't even play in positions, so just all in the box trying to get on something. So yeah, I think Darren probably could have scored that chance. But listen, he got a great goal, and he was brilliant when he came on. Like, he gave us a real threat, you know. So we can't say anything about him missing a chance. You know, he's every right to go for a goal there, one on one. You know what I mean? It just wasn't to be, because he was brilliant when he came on, and he got the second goal for us, obviously. But we can't dwell on this game. I mean, it's gone now. You know, it's over and done with. We've to look forward to Monday. That's the thing about League of Ireland. The next game is only 2 or 3 days away. So, as Stephen was just saying, you know, We know we were a better team tonight and we should have got the 3 points, but, you know, there's always the next game, and that's all we're doing. That's Stephen just taking one game at a time, concentrating on the next game to play the right way, and if we do our stuff, we'll get the win.
Sean, just finally, I mean, you're one of the new players that has been added to this team this year, and you've started off very, very well indeed. You're enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I'm just enjoying my football at the moment. You know, it's great. It's a great club and a great team to be with. All the lads are, you know, I think all the new lads have come in and done well. You know what I mean? It was easy to settle in, you know. And you know, obviously, Mark Rosso was playing very well, you know, up until he got his injury. He was unlucky. But, you know, I'm just enjoying my football at the moment. And I think the style of football kind of suits me. I think I'm better at on the ball kind of than I would be a big brute in the air, like, you know. But I'm just enjoying my football, just taking each game as it comes, and just happy to be out getting the minutes under my belt.